Okay, welcome to the Boys in Maroon podcast. We're a new podcast, but we've been around for a bit. We were Jambo Fan TV, rest in peace, Jambo Fan TV. We did a few blogs and vlogs and you name it, but now we're podcasting. It's a steep, steep learning curve. I'd like to thank Joshua Note from the Note Show podcast, who's been helping me, educating me, and in return, I've been doing his head in. So that's where we're up to. Our first guest on the Boys in Maroon podcast, it's Hearts of Midlothian's Tony MacDonald. Tony, the last time we spoke, you just signed a contract. So yeah. How have things been going?
Yeah, they've been doing well. Obviously, there's been a lot happened over the past 2.5 years. So I've loved every minute. I think it's been brilliant. I've had a few loan spells. And then thankfully, I've had a few games in the first team as well. So I'd like to think to myself that I'm doing well. I just need to keep pushing from now and see what I can get.
Yeah, I mean, I was made up that you came back. Some brilliant games when you first started. Surprised to see you going out on loan, if I was honest. Yeah. But coming back, I'm always a positive person. The glass is always full with me, Tony. So coming back in, you and others, other younger players coming back in, was really exciting for me. Love it. Love your style. But we're going to go on to your style in a bit. These are strange times for athletes. Any athletes. So I've been watching, you name it, TikTok, Twitter, everybody's...
I've been the same. I've downloaded TikTok.
So, yeah, there's Keepy Uppies with toilet rolls. We've got Stephen Gerrard doing 50 Keepy Uppies against his garage. That's a small garden. I thought he'd live in a mansion myself, but it's a small garage, that.
I bet it's 1 of 5.
Yeah, probably. We only got the courtyard bit. Yeah. So what have you been doing in terms of basically keeping yourself fit?
To be fair, it's pretty basic. We've been sent a programme. I've been doing that. And then obviously you've got the 5K challenges coming about. I've done a couple of them, try to get a good time in that. I've had a few cycles. And then that's it, to be honest with you. I've got some gym stuff at my house and I do a bit with that. But it's very, very limited for what you can do. But you just try to keep ticking over like all you can and try to keep yourself fit, because you never know when we're going to go back. So it's just a case of trying to keep yourself in the best possible condition that you can while you're not training.
It is. I mean, listening to everybody on the internet and that, it is. It's very, very difficult, and it is sort of limited. I can show you limited exercise, as you can see. You can see me. You could get fit running around me, Anthony, I tell you. So that's where we're at with limited exercise. What I've sort of suggested is to try and get a view on you and the players at Hearts, and some of my experiences of football. So you won't sort of get this, so it'll become apparent as we do this. My job as a fan, week in, week out, is to think I can play better than any player that I watch. I can manage better than any manager, and I can certainly coach better than any coach. Okay, yeah. So that's the job, and in reality, it's a lie. But I'm going to choose a keeper, a defender, a midfielder, and a forward. And originally, I sent you a list on there, and I had sort of superstars on there, your Cantonas and people like that, Peter Schmeichel, and yeah. But I've changed it up. So what I've based mine on, I love a player that basically, whether they play well or they don't play well, they give it everything while they're out there. Yeah. So that's the kind of play, because it's an impossibility to go out there and smash it every time. So those are the kind of players that I'll do. So I'll do my keeper, but your job is to give me, in each one of those categories, keeper, defender, midfield, and attacker, forward, striker, whatever, the best you played against and the best within the current squad. So I'll go first. So my keeper is, here we go, lowest common denominator with me, Tony. When I played football, so I always thought I could have been a good Unibond conference player. That's in my head. That's it. Maybe, you know, bottom division. I'm delusional here. But the keepers in my day were, you know, you'd all stand against the wall and you'd get picked. And then the last player to get picked, you'd go, get in net. So that was it. But this guy opened everything up to me. So I used to work a night shift, and there's no way you can go from night shift to bed. So on my way back, I used to pop in to basically a park area where Bury FC used to play. It was actually called the Goshen. And so you get people walking the dogs. And one of the things that Bury had to do was they had players and people just walking around getting the dog muck up first. That was the
I tell you,
you spoil at Hearts, you really are. So basically, I used to go and watch. And this guy, Dean Kyler, opened everything. I never used to think goalkeepers trained. But, oh, my... I just thought they turned up and whatever. But this guy, I used to stand and watch him for ages. He was down to earth. So he used to give us a chat. And there was another guy who he brought in, a guy called Paddy Kenny. They were both Republic of Ireland internationals. So they used to train each other. And the athleticism that they shown and the discipline was unbelievable. So that's why I'm choosing Dean Kiley. I believe he's a coach at the moment at Crystal Palace. So just for pure effort and showing that if you work hard, you can get out of them lower leagues and get into the Premiership and become an international. Go on, who are yours?
Yeah. The best goalkeeper that I've played against?
Yeah.
Does that have to be in a match or can that be in training? Because I've got one in mind, but I'm not sure if I'm allowed to pick it.
Oh, you go for it. Training or match, I'm easy.
I've got first one, John McLaughlin.
Okay.
I thought he was brilliant. Shot-stopping wise, I think he's got everything as a goalkeeper. He's got communication, he's got everything, I think. He deserved his move to down south. Obviously, the fans and most of the players were gutted when he left because he was that type of authority that you had at the back,
mm-hmm.
which was good to have. Obviously, we've got keepers now, which are good keepers. Very good keepers, but that's why I'm picking John McLaughlin.
Okay.
For the first one and the second one, the current squad is that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a difficult one because
you don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah, that and the goalkeepers are good for different things. I'm gonna go with Bobby Lamal.
Okay.
It's tough shopping wise. First of all, I think he's a big presence in goals. And the second of all, I like his warm-ups. I think they're quite entertaining to watch.
Yeah, I think he is. I think as a goalkeeper, I always view goalkeepers as drummers. So in bands, drummers tend to be not all there. Do you know? They're a little bit crazy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, and the same. And when you said that then, I picked that up from him. I reckon he's good fun to be around and not completely stable, if I'm honest with you. Okay, yeah. We'll go on to defenders. This is going to get more difficult for you as you go on. Obviously showing my age, Tony. So in my day, and you're going to cringe now, and I'm going to ask you a question after this. In my day, when football was a physical sport, you know, there was lots of contact in my day. So this guy, if he was playing today, he wouldn't be on the pitch 5 minutes. So it's Julian Dix. So basically a Staffordshire Bull Terrier with football boots on. And so he took ball, man, and probably the first two rows out with him. Everything. If he was committed, he'd go for it. And I like that about him. And he trained West Ham. So my English club, West Ham. So he trained West Ham women as well. So I got to talk to him there. And a really, really down-to-earth guy. No airs and graces about him. Went on to be a coach at West Ham and then moved to West Brom when the manager got sacked and moved over. Okay. But just commitment. I think it's a more difficult job now in defence because you know what you strikers are like. You're just looking for that touch. Anything that you'd have had a field day against Julian Dix because I tell you, you'd have just been in there. But yeah, complete and utter, obviously not the best defender that I've ever seen, but commitment wise, loved him to bits. Yeah. Go on, this job gets harder for you now, defender.
Defender, it's a weird one that I've got. It's obvious, it's not a big name at all. I'm going to say Stephen Anderson from St Johnstone at the time. I think he's at Raith Rovers right now.
Mm-hmm.
I found it an absolute nightmare to play against him.
In what way?
I think it was just playing enough for experience. Like he read the game so well. He was so smart. I think he had everything. He was aggressive. He wasn't necessarily quick, but he didn't need to be. Because he read the game so well, I just think every time I've played against him, I've looked at him and I've been like, yeah, you're a good centre-back.
Yeah.
So that's why I choose him. And then for the current squad, it's a tough one between John Souter and Michael Smith.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say Michael Smith because he's, as everyone calls him, Mr. Consistent. Mm-hmm. He's 7-8 out of 10 every week, and then you get those weeks that it really, really does matter, and he steps up and he does really well. I mean, he's got pace, he's got experience, and he's an international player. So I think, yeah, that's why I would choose Michael Smith.
Definitely. I mean, if I were in your shoes, I'd do the same. I met him at recently, a few months ago, at Preston Pann's Player of the Year. He got that.
Yeah.
And I spoke with him, and basically he could have been a guy at the bar. There was no I'm a professional, look who's here, it's Michael.
Yeah,
there were none of
exactly,
that.
Yeah.
I love that about him. But like you said, consistent off the field, consistent on the field. Yeah. It's what you want from somebody, isn't it? Yeah. And possibly future captains. Who knows? Being controversial now, and I said I wouldn't be. Midfield. Midfield. Okay. So like I said, back in the day, I used to get round everybody, different lower league sides. So I've been there, done it all, 100 crowds and all the rest of it, sat in the rain. Lenny Johnrose. So you're going to go the bloody hell's Lenny Johnrose. Basically, he stayed... You'll have to look these up, Tony. Lenny Johnrose was he's a player that sort of hung around the northwest of England in the 90s. So your Buries and Burnleys and places like that. So Lenny, what do I want from a midfielder? And I'm going to bring one of your teammates in now. I want somebody like Cochran. I want somebody who's a pain in the ass, breaks play up. Lenny wasn't the best midfielder in the world, but what he did really well was he was a pain in the ass. He got the ball. He recognised, I'm not the best. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the ball and I'm going to give it to the best.
Yeah.
And then his job was done. And like you said about reading situations, he read situations. And while the play was going on, he managed to find himself moving across the park and getting ready just in case they broke play up. And where do I need to be? At the moment, he's battling, he's a teacher, but he's battling motor neuron disease as well. So I believe he's in quite a bad place at the moment. But as a player, yeah, unbelievable. And he only got to show his trade, work his trade in the lower leagues, but I reckon he could have gone all the way.
Really?
He was phenomenal. He was, and again, one of these players, if you saw him down the training ground anywhere, he'd say hello and have a chat with you. So I like that. I like the common man touch to it. Go on, you give us yours.
One that I've played against, although I didn't play very long in the game, I would say Olivier Ncham from Celtic.
Okay.
When we played them in the last game.
Yeah.
I thought he was outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Again, has everything as a midfielder. I think he'll go far in the game. He's still young as well, so I think he's got everything to be a good midfielder. So yeah, that's why I would pick him. And then played with, that's a tough one. I don't know if you'd count him as a midfielder, but as Naismith, would you count Naismith?
I think he drops back, doesn't he? He's not always up front. Yeah, I'll go with Naismith.
Yeah, I would say Naismith then. Not just for his football ability. I think the way he talks younger players through games, like I've not played with him for a while, obviously, but when I've just come through, he was the one that was talking me through the game. I think I could play the game with my eyes shut if he was standing next to me, because I'd know where everyone was, I'd know where to go, I'd know everything. And I think that was a big help for me when I first came through. I felt more comfortable. And then even when I've been out on loan, you can still see him after every goal. You can see him talking to the younger players like Hickey and Andy. You can still see him doing that. So that's why I would pick him.
Yeah, and as a fan, that comes across as well, because you see that. I'm quite close to the pitch. So you see it. You see him, even when the ball's out of play, you can see him going up to players and having that word.
Exactly.
And the bit I like about him, and I don't know whether Cochran's got this from him or whether they've been speaking to each other, talking to the opposition, just winding the opposition up. I love that. I love
it.
Yeah, as a psychotherapist, I love it that he gets inside people's heads. You know, they're nowhere near the ball, and he's chatting to them and letting them know how inadequate they are and how he's going to turn around. I love it. I really do. I love his style. Right, my forward. So this is a guy. So I would say, and I'm not, here we go. I said I wouldn't swear in it, but I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. If Hearts had money, I always wanted them to buy this guy. So his name's Ash Hunter, and he's a Fleetwood player. So Ash Hunter's got it all. Can score. He's got pace and gives 100% every time he goes out. So at the moment, he's playing for Salford City. He had a fallout with, Joey Barton. It'd probably be easier to say who hasn't fallen out with Joey Barton.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think he's had a fallout with him and he's gone over to Salford City and he's doing okay over there. But again, I don't think we need to buy an Ash Hunter because we've got a Tony McDonald. If you watch him, just go on YouTube and type in Ash Hunter, and the two styles are the same. They use his pace. So when I watch you play, you're only, and maybe it's because you're younger, but your only thing is drive forward. Drive forward because you're putting people, you're putting people under pressure. As soon as Ash Young gets the ball, there's no side passes, there's no back passes. He gets his head down and he just puts people under pressure all the time. So that's how I see you. So the Ash Hunter, for me, gives 100%. No need to buy in because we've got a Tony McDonald. Go on, give us your forwards.
Played against, I would say, Moussa Dembele from Celtic.
Okay.
Although he wasn't very good in that game that we played. We beat them 4-0. But I would say him, obviously. I think he's an easy choice because he absolutely smashed it at Celtic. And then he's gone to Lyon and he's been like the moves from Man United and that. I think it says it all, really. I think he's technically unbelievable. Physically as well, he's a big lump of a guy, although he doesn't really look it. I was standing next to him when we played that 4-0 game and I was looking up at him and I was like, oh, wow, he is massive. And then, so that's why I would choose Dembele. I think he's got everyone as a striker. Current squad, again, it's personal preference between Boyce and Washington. You can either have technical in Boyce or in behind and running with Washington, so it's a tough one, but I don't know, it's tough. I'm going to say Boyce, although I've not played with him very long.
Yeah.
I've only played with him not very much at all. So I'm just judging him off training, really. So, I would say Boyce just for the technical ability. And he's a smart striker. He knows where to be and how to link up and that. And I like that in a striker. So, I'd choose Boyce.
Yeah. For me, that's probably the most difficult one for you. Because like you said, it depends on how you're playing, and how you set up.
Sure.
Definitely. But he's got a lot of experience, and he's been down south. He's a journeyman. Yeah. He's been around. Okay, we've got an idea now. You've got to go back to training. So if anyone listens to this, you're going to get a load of stick now. It's going to... Washington's saying, all right, I'm not good enough, am I not? There we go. So basically, I've seen you play. You've come off the bench, and like a lot of Arts players have had to do this season, slipped into different positions, doing different jobs based on what the gaffer wants from you. Where do you see yourself? Where do you see your best position?
Since I've been about 13 or 14, all I've wanted to do is play in behind the striker as a number 10. But now I've obviously been pushed out on the wing, which I enjoy. I enjoy playing on the wing. I used to hate it. Every time I used to play on the wing, I used to have a little hissy fit and go mental and talk to the coaches because I didn't like playing on the wing or whatever. But I enjoy playing on the wing, actually. So to be honest with you, I don't mind whatever. Probably I'm behind the striker, but if I had to play on the wing, I wouldn't mind, if I'm being honest with you.
To be honest with you, I mean, I don't know. So here we go. I would say with the current gaffer, play on the wing, but I think he seems to encourage, even if you want to cut in.
Yeah.
So you're not having to get to the byline and put the cross in.
Yeah.
If you can exploit, you know, a left back or a right back and cut in and put them under pressure, I think he'd go for that.
Yeah, that's all I've really done, really, because I'm left-footed and I play on the right. So
yeah,
that's all I've ever wanted to do is cut inside, because obviously I'm not as comfortable on my right foot as I am on my left. So all I've wanted to do is come inside and link play. But obviously the gaffer spoke to me a few times and he said that he wants me to be able to play anywhere in the front four. So he's been trying to start playing me on the left. We had a bounce game against, I can't remember actually. Who was it? Was it Partick? I'm unsure, but he played me on the left.
Yeah.
I looked at the squad and I was like, why am I playing on the left here? But he spoke to me before the game and he said, look, we want you to start being versatile.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been practicing on the left side as well. So to be honest with you, I'm comfortable playing wherever in the front four.
I think that's part of the modern game, isn't it? I mean,
exactly.
The squad's going to get smaller. You're going to get injuries, and you need to sort of fit in. You never know. You might get handed goalkeeper. Are you any good in that? Are you much of a keeper?
No chance. I used to be scared of the ball when I was younger.
That's why you don't. That's why you need to be a little bit crazy to be a keeper. You know, you see them, they get smashed in the face by the ball, and you just get up and laugh about it. Exactly. Right. I've got one more footballing question, but before we go on to the footballing question, tell us, we're in lockdown, so you're probably a gamer.
Yeah, to be fair.
Give us some tips. Is people out there wanting to know? I mean, you're losing it on me here. You know, I had to ask what COD was the other day. I thought it was something. I thought somebody was offering me something to eat. But yeah, no, it's a game. So go on, what are you playing at the moment?
To be honest with you, I'm hopeless at shooter games.
Oh, okay.
I can't play them. So I've been resorting to FIFA, if I'm being honest with you.
A busman's holiday.
I love playing FIFA, man. But I'm not COD, I'm not Fortnite. To be honest with you, it's too fast for me because the players start shooting you from behind and then you turn around and then you're like, and then you're dead and you don't even know. So, nah, I'm not a shooter guy. So I would say FIFA. I've been playing FIFA. I've played Andy Irvine a few times. I won't embarrass him on this, but I've played him a few times. That's what we'll say.
Okay, well, you'd wipe the floor with me. I have no clue whatsoever. What are you listening to at the moment, music-wise?
Oh, that's a tough one. I've been listening to Jerry Cinnamon's new album.
Okay.
Which isn't normally my type of music, but I like that. I think it's quite good, but I don't think you'll know them, if I'm being honest with you, like Lil Baby.
I'm writing them down, Anthony. I'll listen to anything, so go on, Lil Baby, yeah?
You'll not talk to me after you hear that. My dad's the exact same. He hates it, man.
No problems. I'm open-minded. Well, I'll give you some stuff. So I'm old school, so your dad'll know these. So if Alan's there, so anything, look up the Stone Roses. When I listen to the Stone Roses, man, that album.
I went to see them in Manchester.
Eh?
I went to see them in Manchester.
Did you?
Yeah, very good, actually.
This is like top trumps. I saw Stone Roses in a pub in Manchester before they were famous.
Oh man,
in a little pub, maybe 60 people. But when the album came out, basically for me, music-wise, it was like a complete re-education of what could actually be. Oh, it was just an evangelical type moment. It was just unbelievable. My cousin has introduced me. Andy Brown has introduced me to Savage Cut, a Scottish band.
I don't know them. I can't say that.
You listen back on here. So if you're listening to Savage Cut, listen to Andy from Accounts. So that's my favourite one. And one that you will know, Wallows. So Wallows, come on. No?
I'm not with you, unfortunately.
I'll
no.
text them over to you. You have a look. I say I've got a 14-year-old. So I was the oldest person in the mosh pit at a 1975 concert. So these you'll get here, you'll have kids and you'll say they'll want to go in the mosh pit and you're saying no way. So she had to stay within sight of me so that if things got a bit rough, I could sort of get into that rescue mode to get her out. So you've got all this to come, man, I tell you. Okay.
Lucky me.
Yeah, but hopefully not for a bit. Okay, so we don't know where we're up to at the moment. So we don't know whether this season's going to be played, you know, whether it's starting next season, who knows? So it's a difficult one for yourself and other professional footballers. But going forward, dreams and aspirations. So go on. What's your dreams and aspirations for the future?
Obviously, for everyone, I think it's just to play as high as a level as possible. For what I want from, obviously, if this season continues or next season, is to play as many games as I can for first team wise. Because obviously I've not played a lot over the past year, not due to injuries and that. But I just want to play and play to the best that I can, because it entertains people and it keeps me happy as well. So yeah, it's just, to be honest with you, just to play as many games as I can, keep the supporters happy, keep the management team happy and see where I go from there.
I love it. I love the approach. You'll never keep all this. You know what? We're fickle. You can go, you can have a game and play like Messi. And then if you have a bad game the week after, you're absolutely rubbish. You know how it works. But basically, you put a smile on my face. I love watching you. You're exciting. When I pay my money, I want exciting. I want entertaining. Yeah. You're an entertainer. I think you'll go far. I look forward to seeing you in the Scotland squad. I look forward to seeing you winning trophies with Hearts. And I just look forward to you being involved in the team. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You've been an absolute star. You've educated me in music. Hopefully you'll have a listen. Hopefully you'll have a listen to Savage Cut and Andy from Accounts. And we've been the Boys in Maroon. Look us up on the boysinmaroon.com and check out other podcasts that we'll be doing. We'll have a number of ex-players and players and people from the football world on the show. Thank you so much. You look after yourselves.